RingCentral will completely transform the way you work. It gives you built-in AI across all your business conversations. Your phone system has an AI receptionist that answers calls 24/7. Your video meetings have AI that takes notes instantly. Even your contact center has AI, so you can help customers faster. It all comes together in one reliable platform for effortless AI communications. See for yourself at ringcentral.com. RingCentral, voice of your business.
What's good, y'all? It's Von Miller, Super Bowl MVP, SAG Master, and now your host of Free Range. This is where NFL meets real talk. Every week, I'm bringing you inside the game, from locker room stories to league-wide headlines. You want football IQ, locker room insight, and real conversations with the people shaping the league? Welcome to Free Range with Von Miller, where nothing is off limits and every down counts. New episodes every Wednesday. Listen and follow Free Range with me, Von Miller, wherever you get your podcasts.
Epi on the mic, 910 The Fan, 105.1 FM, worldwide on the free Odyssey app. What's up? It's Tuesday morning, 10 o'clock in the great city of Richmond, Virginia. A little rainy right now. It is 4 p.m. in Madrid, Spain. Relevant because the Washington Commanders will be there soon enough. International game. We'll get to the Caps. We'll get to the Nats. We'll get to the Wiz. Kicking the nuts for the Wiz last night in the NBA draft lottery. We'll dive into all that. We'll do Tuesdays with Trey Wilson. Squirrels aren't going to play tonight either, looking outside. I'm going to go ahead and make that call right now. AY's here hanging out next to me, though. But we're talking about the news of the day. Commanders, Dolphins in Madrid, Spain. First ever NFL game in Spain. November 16th. You know me. I'm already over here trying to figure out how we're going to go. You're plotting out the soccer schedule there. But we're talking about, now, when do you go is the question for the NFL teams.
Right.
We've seen this, you know, there are different teams with different styles. Some teams go right after their Sunday game, stay for the whole week, adapt, live locally for the week. Some teams last year went Saturday, the day before the game, and did not adjust and just plowed through it, played football, went home. I think there's merit to that. You're wrecking your brain here.
I'm kind of confused by the whole thing, to be honest. So this whole conversation started because I texted you. I said, schedule release Wednesday. When does Michael Phillips announce he's going to Madrid? Not even Thursday. You're kind of talking about it on Tuesday.
As soon as I get the money lined up. As soon as I get the money lined up, we're making that announcement for sure.
I would love to go. I don't think I could handle a 7 or 8 hour plane ride.
Yeah.
On Saturday, and then covering a game on Sunday, and then coming home. To me, that's too much.
Now, I don't want to do that because I want to stay in Madrid for as long as possible. But from a team perspective, you can beat the jet lag for 24 hours. If you land Saturday in Madrid, you can get a good night's sleep. You go to sleep at like 5 a.m. in Madrid, you wake up at noon, and you go play football. It doesn't catch you that first day.
So then after the game, you're just exhausted, yeah, and you come home. Eventually, you're going to crash. I kind of feel like that's my point is, if you don't crash on that game, you're going to crash the following game.
That's very possible. Yeah. And a lot of teams do the bye week after. We'll see if they asked for the bye week after.
Yeah, and we were talking about this yesterday. You were saying you don't think Dan Quinn would want the bye week the following week.
I don't believe they will play on Thanksgiving in Dallas, because that is 2 weeks out from Madrid. So you would have the Madrid game, your bounce back week, and if you play that week, there's no way he wants to play that week on the bounce back week from Madrid and then do a short week Thursday in Dallas. That feels, even by my travel standards, that feels cruel.
So if they do Madrid and then it's bye week afterwards, you're saying you don't want to play that Thursday.
Well, now the union has issues, because if you're playing Thursday Thanksgiving against Dallas, he wants them back from the bye week the Thursday before to do a whole week of practice to get ready for the Cowboys.
Yeah.
The union wants the whole bye week. You know, a bye week is Monday to Sunday. You know, you're going to come back Monday on a short week. Nobody likes that, because you're not getting your full prep time for the Cowboys that you might have gotten otherwise.
So let's say you go to Madrid Saturday, you play that game Sunday morning, you come home, then you play another game on Sunday of the following week.
Yeah.
Then you have a short week of playing Thursday. Then you're playing three games in 17 days.
With two of them on the road, one of them significantly on the road. Yeah.
In a different continent.
Because you're not wrong. You can avoid the jet lag. You can avoid the wall. But you're just pushing it out. Like, it will hit you eventually.
Yeah.
You can't You can't permanently get rid of it. You can't do that.
Yeah.
JP Finley's coming in here. We have a special guest here today. I'm already plotting going to Spain here. He's got... AWOT's going to go give him tech support. So JP and B. Mitch is on the Fan in D.C.
Lord knows I always need tech support.
That's why we keep AWOT around here. He's going to go get them on the air. So JP Finley does JP and B. Mitch up in D.C. On our sister station, the Fan up there. He is driving back from Raleigh from the Caps game. He is in the Alt 102 studio this morning doing his radio program. And AWOD is going to go get him on the air and push the buttons and be the technical support.
Producer AWOD.
I needed AWOD yesterday to run interference on Parney and Purcell on what was...
No one was there to save you.
The most unhinged show we've ever done. You say that? You've been a part of a lot of these. We go off the rails regularly.
We do.
Was that number one?
What did I text you yesterday? Parney is on a horse robbing our train. He has taken us so far off the rails.
I think it's number one from a show that's known to go off the rails. I think that was number one in the power rankings.
Yeah.
I don't even know what to say.
You had
that.
Purcell the silent witness. You had Parney. What else could you need?
Yeah, there was a lot going on yesterday. We had a ton of fun at the Have Fun Go Nuts golf tournament. Spain. Now AWOD's gone from the room. You get what I'm saying. AWOD's still not understanding this. Like, you don't have to fly the red eye. You just fly during the day Saturday, sleep at your American hours,
yes.
Wake up Sunday, play football.
No, I'm on board with it.
You've got this. You obviously fly from Oregon sometimes. So, you know, the red eye is terrible. Anywhere. Mm-hmm. Anywhere, anytime. You avoid the red eye. Because they have a commercial, like, charter.
Yeah.
They fly whenever they want to fly. That's how you do it.
They're not booking on United like me.
You coming to Spain with us if we can get an on-site producer?
Oh, yeah.
All right, good.
I'm in.
Yeah. I feel like we need to do this up.
I feel like we need to do the day before and then take the nap and then, you know, prove to AWOD that it can be done.
Well, it can be done. Yeah. And like, I'm going to rally. If I'm in Spain and like, I'm at an NFL football game, I'm going to rally. I feel like... Maybe
I have a feeling you'll make it happen.
Yeah, maybe you need a Red Bull or something, but like, you're going to figure it out.
Yeah.
Nobody's going to be sleepwalking out there on the field. First NFL game ever in Spain. He's already got the soccer schedule pulled up, so we got football, I believe they call it, over there. We've got an American Pope. We've got an American Pope now. It's soccer. Tell the Italians.
Yeah.
It's soccer now.
Get it together, y'all.
Get it together, y'all. When we went to London, what I remember from that week was... Dan Snyder has, it's like a $300 million yacht. It's like a Bezos-sized yacht. His yacht, this is true. I don't know if the $300 million is true. I'm like ballpark. His yacht has an IMAX theater in the yacht. That is true.
Okay, yeah.
Yeah, so yeah. That's the scale we're working on here.
Wow.
It's in the Caribbean. He had the yacht brought from the Caribbean to London to park it on the Thames and entertain for the week.
Wow.
There by the, you know, the London Bridge, which is not...
It's not in London. I just learned this yesterday.
The big bridge that you see on TV every time they show London is not London Bridge.
Yeah.
Yeah. It has a different name.
Because everyone's a liar.
Everyone's
nothing is true.
We in preschool, they start telling you lies.
Yeah.
And it's relentless
start
for the rest.
You young.
It's relentless for the rest of your life. Yeah. he parked his yacht there on the Thames and was entertaining all week long. And that's what I remember of that.
This
trip.
Is a silly question, but can the yacht sail across the ocean?
Yes.
Okay.
I mean,
with the IMAX theater, they have to lock everything down.
I would think so,
yeah,
right?
Okay.
You're catching a wave on the ocean, like,
right.
You can't have people casually watch an IMAX.
The next movie is going to sound a little funky.
I've never seen the show Below Deck. Show, right? You're giving, yeah, lots of people enjoy that show.
I haven't seen too much of it, but it was good.
I would assume that's what's happening on that boat.
Surely.
At
I
all
mean,
times.
He's not on the boat.
Not while it's going
no.
from the Caribbean to London, no.
What does he want a boat for? Sailing? Ridiculous.
But also you've got to, as you mentioned, like you got to reset. Like all the china got knocked over in the
yeah,
boat ride, presumably.
It's an ocean. He sailed across the ocean.
No matter how rich you are, it's still the ocean.
I remember the Titanic. There were rich people on that boat.
There were rich people on the Titanic. Boom. Didn't do a thing for them.
They didn't have an IMAX theater.
And they didn't have an IMAX theater. Leo DiCaprio, take that. We'll see how Josh Harris entertains. He owns a British soccer team. Crystal Palace FC. He's got the soccer schedule. We went to a soccer game last time, which was enormous fun, obviously, to go to a soccer. Now, we didn't see the best is the Premier League. Mm-hmm. We went to the Championship.
Okay.
Which sounds pretty good.
Yeah, that's
you tell
solid.
People that, they're like, oh, you went to the Championship. It's not the Premier. Well, I thought it was pretty good. We went to see Fulham, which is now owned by the Jacksonville Jaguars owner, Shad Khan, whose son owns the wrestling competitor to WWE, AEW. It's a sporting family.
Wow.
There's a lot to untangle there. Dan Snyder's boat, that's number one, is what I remember from London. That he moved the IMAX theater boat from the Caribbean to London just to park it like right there on the Thames and show everybody how big his boat was.
Why would you even go to the game? You could just play it in the IMAX theater.
He probably did, for all we know. Number two, we're there the day before the game. It's practice at Wembley Stadium, which is just, it goes without saying, enormously cool that we are on the field at Wembley Stadium. I am not a soccer fan. I appreciate how cool this moment is, that we are on the field at Wembley Stadium. Josh Norman was the cornerback at the time, huge soccer fan. And so he has like invited some soccer players to like come hang out with him while he's playing. And so I'm chatting with Josh. He introduces me like to his friend, Paul. We're talking for a while. And then like I leave them to go do whatever. Paul's a soccer player. He was a pretty nice guy. He was chill. So like I go back and like, not JP, but some of the other guys were like, Elby, like, that is so cool. Like, I don't have the guts to even like go up and talk to him. And that's when I ruined friendships forever, because I said, oh, who's that?
Oops.
So you don't know who that is? Well, that's my new friend, Paul.
Yeah.
He plays soccer.
They call
it football here.
Football.
Paul Pogba apparently is one of the most famous soccer players on the planet. Right. What levels of fame above American football fame. So I made friends. So we're gonna go make friends in Madrid.
Yeah,
it's gonna be fun. We're gonna get Benazir on for Ask the Boss, and I'll ask the first question. And where's your checkbook? And we'll get this sorted out. We're off and running. It's the Tuesday edition of MP on the Mic. You're listening,
and I play the song, and he loses.
RingCentral will completely transform the way you work. It gives you built-in AI across all your business conversations. Your phone system has an AI receptionist that answers calls 24/7. Your video meetings have AI that takes notes instantly. Even your contact center has AI, so you can help customers faster. It all comes together in one reliable platform for effortless AI communications. See for yourself at ringcentral.com. RingCentral, voice of your business.
Why does every recipe I try need 18 ingredients, including a jar of something paste I'll never use again, but will sit in my fridge for 9 months? I just want dinner in the oven, fast. That's why I love Blue Apron's new one-pan assemble and bake meals. They send you fresh ingredients that are already chopped. All you do is put it all together and bake. That's it. No chopping, no weird leftovers, just delicious, easy-to-make meals. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
What's good, y'all? It's Von Miller, Super Bowl MVP, SAG Master, and now your host of Free Range. This is where NFL meets real talk. Every week, I'm bringing you inside the game, from locker room stories to league-wide headlines. You want football IQ, locker room insight, and real conversations with the people shaping the league? Welcome to Free Range with Von Miller, where nothing is off limits and every down counts. New episodes every Wednesday. Listen and follow Free Range with me, Von Miller, wherever you get your podcasts.
It's mine and goes to kill the prime minister. You can't do that to me, Hazel. Not on a Tuesday morning. Not on a rainy Tuesday morning. Least of all. MP on the Mic, 910 The Fan, 105.1 FM, always worldwide. On the free Odyssey app with a special guest, JP Finley, in the house today. So that's exciting. He's down the hall doing the JP and B-Mitch show. On his way back from Raleigh, that's kind of miserable, actually. Watch the Caps lose, wake up early, drive, stop and do the radio show, drive in the rain again. Feeling for the guy. That's not a pleasant day right there. It would be better if the Caps had won. Then you're coming back to an exciting game five. I don't want to be a pessimist, I don't want to be Debbie Downer. Chances the Caps win this series, I mean, it's basically single digits at this point. Three games, and Carolina's playing, you know, lights out hockey. I'm not long-term down on the Caps. I think they held their own for large portions of this series. I thought, even in the start of the third, I felt a little twinge of optimism deep in my cold heart. They could do this. They didn't do this. Logan Thompson was great the whole series. The team was playing well. Game one was arguably their worst game, and that went to overtime. I'm not long-term down on him. I think Carolina's going to be in the cup. I think they easily handle Toronto or Florida, however that shakes out. Edmonton looks very good coming out of the West. They were in it last year. Maybe time to bring the cup back to Canada for the first time in a while. Axios Richmond, morning newsletter. Here's the story this morning, Hazel. And Adam, young Adam, could use this as well. A Vegas-style wedding chapel opens in Richmond, Virginia. Lucky in Love is at 4th and Grace Street downtown. Tia Ballard is a licensed wedding officiant and the owner of Lucky in Love. Now, I am also a licensed wedding officiant, so let's not go bragging too much about being a licensed wedding. Anybody can do it. You fill out a form. I've done a wedding. I've officiated a wedding. So there you go. Anybody can do it. not a brag. You go fill out a form and like give them $10. It's not a...
You can do it online, right?
It's not a thing.
Yeah, okay.
It's not a grueling process.
Well, she's registered.
She's registered. She says that weddings have gotten too expensive, which is true. The average cost of a wedding in the U.S. this year, $33,000.
Oh, no.
And this is the article. And couples are bracing for pricier weddings following President Trump's tariffs. Now, I have no clue what the tariffs have to do with this at all.
Unfortunately, my cousin works in a wedding dress shop and has been talking about the tariffs for weeks now.
We're tariffing the wedding dresses?
We're tariffing the wedding dresses.
Well,
everyone, lock in. Get your wedding dress right now.
This is what thrift stores are for. So you can go to 4th and Grace Street. You know, like in Vegas, you got the drive-through weddings, the Elvis, the all that.
Is there an Elvis?
There's no Elvis.
Oh.
$550.
Oh.
30 minutes, you're in, you're out, you're married.
What is that, like 0.5% of her average?
That's right. It's a steal.
Yeah.
They have a primo package for $2,500,
oh,
which includes a cake.
Do they have a kitchen?
And an hour in the chapel instead of half. That's not a selling point to me. The half hour is the selling point to me. That sounds lovely. Half hour, bing, bang, boom, married.
Yeah.
Yeah. This is a good business model. I think this catches on. I'm just going to call it right now.
I'm excited to see.
I think people go for this.
If she needs a witness to step in, I want to come.
Is that a paid gig, or you're just there to catch the scene?
I think I just want to be there to catch a scene. If I get paid, that's a bonus. I better get a slice of cake if they're getting the primo package.
I'll sign as a witness for a slice of cake.
Yeah.
My other office is 3 blocks away. I'll walk up, witness a wedding, have a slice of cake. That's a good midday
break. You could be on call.
I'm on call as a wedding witness. Officiant.
He's registered.
Forget officiant. That's not where everybody's an officiant. I'm going to be a professional wedding witness. I like where your head's at. Mm-hmm. Absolutely. It's $550. It's called Virginia is for Elopers.
Okay.
And she'll get
starting something new.
She'll get you legally married in 30 minutes.
Okay.
30 minutes or less, your pizza's free.
Oh, Richmond's about to be a dangerous city.
Was it Dennis Rodman who married Carmen Electra at the drive-thru in Vegas and then tried to get the divorce the next morning? Great, great moments in shotgun wedding history. Absolutely.
Absolutely. I can't wait.
Yeah. We've already got the tattoo parlors. Mm-hmm. We're basically mini Vegas. We voted the casino down, so that's a mark against it. Minus the casino element, though.
We need some lights.
We're basically Vegas.
We're
now.
Basically Vegas. Virginia's Vegas. Let's rebrand.
East Coast Vegas. You don't even have the jet lag.
You've heard of Ocean City.
Yeah, maybe not chasing that one. Maybe not so much on that. You know, if you got that hot summer environment, there's a lot of similarities. I think there's a marketing campaign here, and I'm behind it. I'm ready.
Virginia is for elopers.
Virginia's for elopers.
Okay.
I feel like if you ask people who are married, largely speaking, they would tell you they wish they had done this. Mm. And if you speak to people who are not married, they'll tell you they're not interested in this.
Well, they haven't paid the $33,000 to get married yet.
Right. But they want to. They're aspiring to that. And it's tariffed?
And it's tariffed!
Get out of town.
What does that make it? $40,000? Yeah, $50,000?
Yeah, what is money anymore? Yeah.
There's no pennies anymore.
$33,000 is I'm running the numbers. It's close. More than I paid for college. Yeah. Yeah. That's where we're at here.
Did you do a big wedding?
No, I didn't do a $33,000 wedding. I'm saying, like, for $33,000, I went to 4 years of college and got a piece of paper, too. It said I graduated college.
Wow.
State you? Sure. Yeah, don't ask a lot of follow-up
questions.
Yeah,
and the tariffs hadn't hit yet, so.
That was definitely pre-tariffs. We did not have a $33,000 wedding. I am quite sure of that. I don't actually know what the number is.
You probably don't want to.
Yeah. $10?
Dollars?
$1,000.
Okay. I was like, I know a place.
No, this is $550, so I have to scrounge a few more pennies.
Pennies aren't existing anymore.
Exactly. DC had a terrible sports day yesterday, and it included the ping pong balls. Not bouncing the Wizards' direction, but I think the biggest... The biggest insult here is the Mavericks winning the draft lottery, for sure. I can handle the rest of it, but the Mavericks winning is the added. Like, the Wizards did everything right. They tried hard. They fought. They built a young core. Like, they were tanking, but they weren't overtly tanking. They're trying to win. And the Mavericks run the whole place into the ground and get rewarded. Life's not fair. We'll dive into the NBA. Busy night in the NHL. Lots to get to. Trey Wilson joins the program at 11 o'clock. We call it Tuesdays with Trey. We usually talk about the Flying Squirrels and their upcoming homestand. That is very much TBD at the moment as we look outside in the rain. If they play, you'll hear it here tonight. Back after this, you're listening to 910 The Fan, 105.1 FM. We're always worldwide on the free Odyssey app. Countdown to the NFL schedule release tomorrow night. Find out where and when the Commanders will be playing. We've got one game in the books already. They'll be in Madrid, Spain on November 16th. That's a Sunday morning game against the Miami Dolphins. Track meet of a football game there if the Dolphins are clicking offensively at that point of the season. That could be a fun one. We've got some games that have been ruled out. Won't be the opener in Philly. The Eagles are playing the Cowboys to open the season. And then we found out that the weekend before Christmas, they will be a Saturday game against you've got the Eagles, and then you've got Bears and Packers as well in that window. So we'll see if those teams get shuffled up into the Christmas Day games when they announce the Christmas Day games, which should be coming soon. We'll keep an eye on all of it for you as they release the schedule. My idea for the schedule release, one game every hour on the hour until we get the whole thing released. Let's just lean into it. At a certain point, obviously, like, people are going to figure out. But I love the idea of, like, Insomnia Twitter losing its mind at 4 in the morning, like, breaking down Saints Jaguars, like, really getting to the bottom of some stuff there. I think you've got options. I think you've got ways that you can milk even more publicity out of this than the NFL's doing. They're continuing to release the schedule bit by bit, and we'll relay it to you. Also, the very important news this morning, that Chief Sahalik, the guy in the wolf costume, has been sentenced to 32 years in prison. The actual story of the day.
Free him!
This is the whole schedule released. Just an elaborate ruse to distract from Chief Sahalik getting 32 years in prison. It's the NFL, always one step ahead.
They don't want us to appreciate a dedicated fan.
I think you need to make an example of him. To discourage other super fans doing similar behavior.
You don't think the 32 years is enough?
Oh,
I'm intimidated.
One for each team. That's it's symbolic. It's
you like football, huh?
It was a rough night in sports. 32 years for Chief Sahalik, sixth pick in the NBA draft for the Wizards. Here's my pitch. I don't love the lottery to start with, because it clearly has not dissuaded anybody from tanking. It's got its stated purpose, And it has not filled that purpose in any way that I can tell. Teams are still tanking. This is the moment to reform the process because everybody is just stupid mad about this Mavericks getting the first pick situation. Now, you can go NFL style, worst team gets the first pick. I don't think that's going to produce any higher level of tanking than you've already got, to be honest. You know, maybe makes it a little more fair for the bad teams, but I don't think you want to reward the bad teams either. Somebody in the hockey world told me a few years ago they were considering this system for the NHL. This is the system I like. As soon as you're eliminated from the playoffs, as soon as you can't make the playoffs anymore, every win you get counts towards your draft standing. So the team with the most wins after being eliminated from the playoffs is the number one pick holder. So there's still the tanking incentive. You're still trying to lose as quickly as possible. But after you tank, you are incentivized to win in the final month of the season. If you're just bad, you're still going to end up with, well, you know, pick three, pick four, whatever, but you're not going to be able to rise into pick number one. I think that's a decent system. I think it's got potential. The lottery, I would say like it's good TV, but I'm not sure it is. They're sneaking it in there at 7 o'clock before the Knicks game. The problem is you can't do the draw live because for good TV, you want to reveal it 12 to 1. You know, here's the 15th pick, here's the 14th pick, here's the 13th pick. You know. But when you do the lottery drawing, you draw for the first pick first, and then you draw for the second pick. I think you just lean into it. Do the ping pong balls live on TV. We're going to draw for the first pick. Everybody can go celebrate. Then calm yourself down. We're going to come back and we're going to draw again for the second pick. I don't think it takes any of the shine off the event. It's a half hour before the Knicks game. I don't think it's as much of a spectacle as people think it is. I don't think there's any harm in doing it the other way. Do the ping pong balls. Do it live on TV. Start with the first pick. You're like, only one team's going to be off celebrating and tune out. The other teams are still tuned in to see if they're the second pick, the third pick, because there's still franchise-changing things. Wizards, worst-case scenario, slide all the way to the sixth pick. There will continue to be no good basketball in Washington, D.C. News from the WNBA. The Connecticut Sun is exploring the sale of the franchise. They are one of the smallest market teams. They play in the casino up there in Connecticut. One of the OG teams in the WNBA exploring a potential sale and relocation of the franchise. This is interesting because next year is the year the labor agreement with the players comes up for renewal.
Oh.
And so the speculation is things are about to get a lot more expensive in the WNBA. Because I'll brief you. The players, they don't make a lot of money. They're working side jobs. They're doing the three-on-three leagues. They're not making a lot of money. The thought is when it comes up, they're gonna threaten to strike. They're gonna, whatever it is, they're gonna demand their share of the Caitlin Clark money. And so now is the time to get out before it gets expensive. We'll see. Now I don't think it threatens the business model long term, but like the OG owners who are like paying everybody like $12 a game to play. You know, they don't have the stomach for the actual salaries that are coming down the line here.
You know, do you think John Oliver would hop in on this? He was doing the minor league.
The rebranding? Game.
Yeah.
I think he would brand a WNBA team.
I feel like he'd be into this.
That seems like his sort of thing.
Yeah, it's up his alley.
Do we know if any baseball teams took John Oliver up on his offer? Presumably no. Presumably nobody is that foolish to actually do that. Parney was a solid no here. I know that. We didn't get to that.
We don't have a bad mascot, so we don't need a rebrand.
Right. We didn't get to that in our wide-ranging interview yesterday from the Have Fun Go Putt golf tournament. They win the timing award. They wrapped up, and the skies opened. They snuck it in.
Okay.
Got it done. We were supposed to get Dennis Pelfrey, the manager, on. Apparently Pelfrey rolled in a little later. That's all right. We catch up with him anytime.
Yeah, we'll track him down.
We'll go over the diamond sometime. Catch up with him. Trey Wilson on the program at 11 o'clock, as he is on Tuesdays. He was at Metallica. So this will be our second live Metallica report from Blacksburg, because Mike Barber jumped on the other day. Now, Mike Barber, I saw him the next day. He came on to talk Metallica on Thursday. On Friday, he was in town. He texted me, "I'm in town." I said, "What are you doing?" He said, "I'm covering the NASCAR lawsuit."
Oh.
I don't know what's going on. So he filled me in. Michael Jordan is suing NASCAR.
A busy guy.
You would think this would crack the mainstream media.
That's a name.
It really hasn't. Michael Jordan and Denny Hamlin co-own a NASCAR team. It's Bubba Wallace's car. So the wild thing about this is, like, Denny Hamlin is suing NASCAR for the car he owns, but he also drives a different car for a different owner, and he just does that on the weekends. It's complicated. It's convoluted. Essentially, NASCAR, like, makes the team sign an agreement of, like, here's how much money we make, here's how much money you get. They're suing, saying we're not getting enough money. NASCAR said, well, great, don't race then. And so they filed a lawsuit, said, well, we want to race, but we also want all the money. Let us race while we sort this out in court. And the first court said, yes, you can do that. And so they appealed, and they were in Richmond last week. Michael Jordan did not show. That's the top line.
That would have been Richmond news.
That would have been de facto Richmond. He would have immediately become one of the biggest celebrity sightings in Richmond history, I think. The time they were filming Lincoln here, Daniel Day-Lewis walked into the restaurant as Abraham Lincoln. That's basically like, that's Michael Jordan casually walking down Broad Street as a top-level celebrity Richmond sighting. Would not have gotten any bigger than that. I mean, J.P. Finley's in the building today. That's a Richmond celebrity sighting. That qualifies. He's a big deal. He knows what's going on. He'll be in Spain. He's got a great story when we went to London. Him and it would have been the Comcast Sportsnet crew, trying to date my home team sports history here. Him and the Comcast Sportsnet crew got a tee time to go play, and I'm going to botch this because, like, I'm not a soccer guy, I'm not a golf guy. St. Andrews, very famous golf course in Scotland. Now, to AWOD's red eye thing, it was an overnight train. So the game was on Sunday, did the game, covered the game, they do their post-game show. And right after, they're scheduled to go to the train station to get on this train that is going to take them up to Scotland all night long. They're going to sleep on the train. They're going to wake up in the morning. They're going to play a round of golf at this famous course.
Okay, sure.
That's dedication.
Yeah.
That's a golf guy right there. Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah. So that's how the story starts. The game goes to overtime in London. A lot of overtime.
Oh, no.
The game ends in a tie. And they're down there. They're looking at the watch every few seconds. We're going to make it. There was a fast post-game show that day on Monumental. They did make it. They did get their round of golf.
Okay.
Insane. Everybody's doing something when we're on the road. You got to liven it up somehow. Because we had the bye week right after that. We'll just do all the London stories, empty the clip here. Brian McNally was the beat reporter for 106.7 The Fan, our Odyssey sister station. He's up there. Odyssey is a great company to work for, and you should definitely come work for us. I've never known them to be, like, the most generous company when it comes to travel allowances, if I can quibble. So you go on the road, there's, like, a website you go to, and Odyssey will book you a hotel. And they're not putting us in the roadside motel, but I haven't been in the Ritz yet. You know, we're in the Holiday Inn Express.
Uh-huh, okay.
We're responsible with our shareholders'
money.
So he books a trip for him and his girlfriend to go to Paris right after the game, which, you know, very sensible thing to do. You're already over there. He goes on the Odyssey site, we'll just stay at the Odyssey Hotel, get the rate, whatever. The Odyssey Hotel in Paris is like a 5-star across from the Eiffel Tower. They had heated towels. The towel rack heated the towels, so they were nice and warm for you. Yeah. He goes to check out the last day, and they're like, do you need a ride to the airport?
Oh.
He was like, oh, I was just going to get a taxi. They go, oh, we have a service. Oh. And they like pull around in a Lamborghini to take him to the airport.
That'll be $33,000. Hope you didn't want to get married.
That's why Odyssey's continuing to change shareholder hands. One trip to Paris one time. I think that's all the international stories for now. It's Commanders Dolphins in Madrid. And we'll get the whole schedule tomorrow night. So we'll look forward to that. I think there are definitely there's the schedule haters. The schedule haters are like, what's it matter? We know who they're going to play. I think the order matters immensely. Like the Cowboys. I don't think they want to be in Philly on opening night. I don't think that's a good place to be. I think you want to be playing Philly later in the year, as these guys are. Hopefully, the wheels come off there. Hopefully, there's a little bit of turmoil up there in Philly. I think the order is immensely important. Whoever they play after Spain has a good week to get these guys. That's a game that they'll need to be on alert for. But Dan Quinn, he's got to say, anybody, anywhere, anytime. You point to the sign. Do you like the schedule? Anybody, anywhere, anytime. We'll do it. We'll keep the show rolling after this. Trey Wilson at 11. You're listening to 910 The Fan at 105.1 FM. All right, we'll cover this in a couple of Wednesdays when he's in here. Play Chesterfield news. Our guy J.C. Poma just hit me up. They've opened up nominations for Class 2 of the Chesterfield Sports Hall of Fame. Back for the second round, Chesterfield Sports Hall of Fame 2, Electric Boogaloo, coming this September. We'll talk about that in a couple weeks because I believe he is scheduled to drop by for a Play Chesterfield wrap-up segment once we get the final schools out the door. Tomorrow, grab my piece of paper, tomorrow's James River. Then we got Carver College and Career Academy. And May 28th, it's 2 days after Memorial Day. Going to wrap this thing up, put a year of Play Chesterfield in the books. So go to the website, playchesterfield.com, nominate somebody for the Chesterfield Sports Hall of Fame. I'll say this. I think, like, now that we've done it for a year, there's a little bit of guidance. Last year we had big names, like people you've heard of, obviously, you have famous NFL players, golfers, the Denny Hamlins of the world. The ones that stuck with me were the high school coaches who had been there 40, 50 years, the athletic directors, like, those people, having people in the crowd cheering them on, feeling honored for their lifetime of work, like that to me was the cool part of the evening, seeing them honored. Because there are just so many high schools in the Richmond area, full stop. When I was at the paper, we accounted for 52 high schools worth of sporting results on a nightly basis. I would assume there are more now. I don't follow the high school expansion game. It feels like the number's not going down. I don't think high schools are contracting. It feels like expanding, if anything. But there's a ton of high schools. And at every one of them, somebody's making sure the bus is there on time. Somebody's making sure, the training wrap is in place. Somebody's making sure the things are rolling. So that was the cool part of that. And Chesterfield's big enough. There's a ton of high schools just in Chesterfield alone. It legit takes an hour to drive through Chesterfield. It's a big place. I was down there the other day making my Costco run, as I do. Got to go down to Deep Chesterfield to get the rotisserie chickens. That's what Chesterfield's for, in my mind. It's sports facilities, and the Costco with the rotisserie chickens for $4.99. I'm a simple man. That's all I need. That's all I got going. Talia Tagovailoa, that's Tua's brother. You remember, it's smooth transitions around here. It's what we do. He was at Maryland. There was the mini scandal where he said he wanted NIL money to play in the bowl game, and Coach Loxley told him to take a hike, and he kind of bounced around, declared for the draft, was not picked. Ended up playing in the Canadian Football League last year for the Hamilton Tiger Cats. The Hamilton Tiger Cats have released him prior to the start of this year's training camp. That's a tough story right there. That's your Maryland bowl game released from a Canadian football team. It comes at you fast. That's also why you see these guys, like, you see less of it, the guys leaving college early. Don't leave college early. Unless you're Cooper Flagg, don't leave college early. They have good money, and they're paying that money to you to play sports. Stay in school. It's a different message. The message has always been stay in school. Now the message is stay in school. That's where the money is, which is a little different than the traditional stay in school message that athletes have received in the past. The money's only going up, up, up. VCU is paying $5 million to its men's basketball team this year. That's an absurd amount of money. They're not the only school in America doing that. There are, you know, power conference basketball teams are $10 million teams now. UVA, the rumor number is it's an $8 million basketball team. Stay in school. Do not leave early to go to any football league, Canadian or else. Quinn Ewers, what are you doing, bud? Don't go to the NFL. Kick it around on a practice squad for $400,000. That's not fiscally wise anymore. The money's in the colleges until further notice. Unless you are a sure thing, top five, can't miss prospect, I think the word is to stay in school. I don't think it bothers the NFL either. I think the NFL enjoys having a farm system to go off of. I think the NFL enjoys having guys who are 23, 24 coming into the league. It gives them certainty, makes the draft a bigger event, gives them a little more certainty on exactly what they're getting, takes some of the guesswork out of the draft. The NBA had to move on that. All these high school kids started coming out. It's bad for the product because they're running a developmental league all of a sudden. Now, with NIL, you're taking seniors, you're taking 22, 23-year-olds that have played at a high level for 4 years. Very different ballgame. Very different approach to the draft when you know the production you're getting. And it makes those picks all the more valuable as well. Tyler Shough, the Louisville quarterback, he's going to be one of the winners here, right? Quinn Ewers, you bounce around a practice squad. Tyler Shough, Louisville, you know, late-round draft pick, now maybe in line to be the Saints starter this year. That escalated quickly down there in New Orleans. That's a team that has tanking written all over it this year. Maybe I'll be wrong. It's a competitive league. But that's a team that has tanking written all over, especially in a division where you know Atlanta's gunning for it. There's still all the chips in the middle of the table. Carolina, I think there's going to be improvement. Year two with Bryce Young and Dave Canales. I saw good things at the end of the year. I don't trust that ownership at all. They're never going to be actually good. But I trust the quarterback and the coach, not the owner. I think they take steps forward this year. I think that could be a fun division to watch. The Bucks, pencil it in. 9-8, 10-7, home game in the playoffs, first round loss. They are nothing if not consistent. We're consistent. We make this radio show every single day for you. Trey Wilson joins us every single Tuesday at 11 o'clock. The hour is nigh. Tuesdays with Trey on the other side. You're listening to 910 The Fan at 105. Maybe the mic 910 The Fan, 105.1 FM. Worldwide on the free Odyssey app. Stay safe out there. Rain's coming down at this point. I'm not in the prognostication business. I'm not Karnak with the envelope on my forehead. But the Flying Squirrels will make an announcement later regarding the status of tonight's game, I would imagine. And I've got guesses on what that would be. But let's bring on the authority here. He's Trey Wilson. He's the voice of the Squirrels back from Harrisburg, back in action, and back-to-back Squirrels appearances for us with the radio personnel. We had Blaine on yesterday from the Have Fun Go Putt Golf Tournament. One of the saner segments we did yesterday from the Have Fun Go Putt Golf Tournament. Pleased to welcome in Trey Wilson in his normal Tuesday time slot today. Trey, what is up?
Yeah, until we say otherwise, we're playing tonight. I haven't heard literally anything. I just assume we're playing until somebody tells me that we're not. So, yeah, that's don't, please don't call us. We'll tell you when there's a change.
Don't call us. We'll call you. Well, for somebody whose job is to professionally be at the ballpark, that is a good mentality to have. I want to talk about the Squirrels. I want to talk about everything going on around the team. But you know where I want to start, Trey. You were at Metallica at Lane Stadium. Give me the on the ground report here.
Yeah, look, 2 decades of rumors and people saying, you know, they're coming, this is going to happen, you know, oh, their game day is going to be here, this Metallica is going to play, and none of them really ever had any legs. So when the rumors were kind of like circulating very lightly this time. I was like, yeah, I've heard it before. But the funny thing is that there weren't that many of them. All of a sudden, one day, it's just on Twitter, hey, by the way, Metallica's playing at Lane Stadium in May. Come out if you can. It was really cool. I'm not like the world's biggest Metallica fan. I like Metallica. I like, you know, been to a few of their shows over the years. Saw them 20 years ago at Norfolk Scope. And, but they put on a great show. And obviously, the tie-in there at Tech is so crazy. And when they played Enter Sandman to close out the set, it was chaos. It was just chaos in Lane, and just made me miss football season. You know, I love game day in Blacksburg, and you know, everybody, the great build up to Enter Sandman, and then the great letdown of the football game.
Dre Wilson joins us as he joined Metallica finally. There was the one where this was like in the early message board days. It was the Saturday night ABC game, and somebody was like, on the message board, it's like, I have a friend who knows somebody at a hotel, and they've got rooms booked under Metallica's names for Saturday night. Like, people are getting, like, this is definitely a thing that was many, many years in the works.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. I can imagine that the Tech sideline boards, all these different rumors over the years, because, yeah, message board fans are a unique breed. I'm sure there's some listening right now. I'm not saying that y'all are bad. I'm just saying you're different and you're very special.
Unhinged is the word you're looking for. They're unhinged.
That's your word, not mine.
That's my word. I think they lean into it. I think they know. I think they know what they are, and they lean into it because it's a fun place, especially coaching search season. I mean, those guys invented the plane tracker. That's not nothing. That is a staple now of college football silly season. Is where's the plane? Where's the booster plane? He's a guy. He donated $12 to the school once. His plane's on the way to South Bend. You think we're getting Marcus Freeman? Probably getting Marcus Freeman. I love message board season. No question about it. Right now, the Ohio State fans are all mad today, Trey, because the big game, the opener against Texas, which is, you know, Arch Manning's debut in Columbus as they raise the championship banner. Fox has set it as their big noon game, which is 11 a.m. there, and they're salty because it's gotten into their tailgating time, which I empathize with.
Yeah, there's, dude, it's a noon game, or if you're in Central Time, an 11 a.m. game is just brutal. Tech had one last year to open the season against Vanderbilt, which was also another letdown. But 3:30 is the perfect slot for a Saturday. Just like if I could just pick it, it would just be 3:30 all season. You get enough time to tailgate. You get a little bit of time in the dark in the later half of the season, so it feels like, you know, electricity is there. And then you're not like if I'm going to a Tech game on a Saturday night and they're playing at 7 or 8, I'm coming home afterwards. I'm not paying $700 a night for a hotel room in Roanoke. You can even get one in Blacksburg. So I'm getting back here about sunrise. So yeah, and if it's too early, then yeah, it's just like, what are you going to do? Start drinking at 4 a.m. I guess you could.
In college, there are no rules. That's what I remember about college. We're adults now, though. We need to drink at civilized hours. He's Trey Wilson. He is the voice of the Squirrels, and the homestand is scheduled to start tonight. Runs all week. Erie in town, always a competitive series. A little playoff rivalry between those teams in recent years. And a Squirrels team that obviously last week did not start well, Trey, at all, but showed a little of that competitive juice as the week went on.
Yeah. Tuesday and Wednesday last week we're just going to go ahead and forget those ever happened. It was crazy, though, going into Sunday. They'd been outscored, I think it was, 38-6 in five games, and they had a chance for a series split. They were right there. So that's the thing about when you get one of those kind of crazy lopsided games, or two of them in back-to-back days, or three of them in 4 days, they still only count each as one loss. You know, the individual stats are going to take a little bit of a hit, but it's, you know, there's no AP poll here. Style points don't matter. So I have no idea what was happening those first few days. Blaine had that covered. I was listening along in and out. I was kind of paying attention. I felt bad for him having to sit through that game on Tuesday. The second half of the series was fine. You know, Saturday was a fun game. Guys came from behind. You can't really script it much better. You get the go-ahead homer in the eighth inning with two outs from the Virginia-born top prospect, first-round draft pick. That was, I think, probably so far the game of the year for the good guys. I think they'll probably be surpassed at some point. But things are starting to kind of move the right direction. I feel like I've said that a few times, and then as soon as I say that, they open up a series with a face plant, and then start to get it going again. Erie, you talked about the rivalry. That's definitely become the Squirrels' number one foe over the last 3 or 4 years. You know, they met the playoffs back-to-back years. For whatever reason, that's just been a team that has been a kind of a matchup headache for them. So the way that this year has gone, maybe that'll actually prove to be the opposite.
We'll hope for the best here this week. Pair of reading nights tonight and tomorrow night at the Diamond. As we talked about the great work Flag Squirrels Charities do yesterday at the golf tournament, as they have the reading programs in schools. Those kids will be out there tonight and tomorrow. Thursday, Hanover Tomato Night. I'd say that's an annual tradition at that point. I've been doing that for a while. Friday night, Squirrel-toberfest. And on Saturday, Faith Night with In Your Face Fireworks. Sunday, Bluey and Bingo in the house for a meet and greet. So celebrity appearances on Sunday. Trey, anything else you want to set up here as we get the homestand rolling?
Did you see the tomato jerseys, Michael, the Hanover tomato jerseys for Thursday?
I am a big fan of Hanover Tomato Night, and yes, I have seen the jerseys, and am I correct that you're auctioning them off after the game as well? Is it one of those nights?
The auction's actually open right now. So you can go to tomatojersey.givesmart.com. All the proceeds from that auction are going to benefit the Rotary Club of Mechanicsville. But that auction's open right now. This is going to be a hot one. There is no like souvenir version in the store. If you want one, you get the game ready or the game warm ones. They look good. I love the way that the colors pop on these, the red and the green. Last year's were really popular. I think these are even better. And that night was obviously a lot of fun and really big. So, yeah, a lot of cool stuff going on this week. You know, happy hour on Friday, fireworks on Saturday. Bluey is possibly the biggest celebrity that we'll bring in this year, maybe bigger than John Smoltz. So I'm kidding a little bit, but it's crazy how much the kids go crazy for Bluey. So this is going to be a fun week. It's good to be back home, you know, after spending a week out on the road. Hopefully the weather gets back in line here tonight and tomorrow, and pack this place out and have a good time.
Crowds have been great this year, and tons of fun to be had at the Diamond. Trey, thank you very much for joining us this morning.
Thanks for having me. We'll talk to you all tonight. We'll talk to you all tonight at 6:05 until you hear otherwise.
There you go. Don't call them. They'll let you know on the Flying Squirrels socials. Trey Wilson sliding out. He's not kidding about Bluey. I took the kids last year to go see Bluey, and Grant Paulson of Grand Danny fame brought his kids down all the way from D.C. to attend that game. So celebrity sighting for sure at the Diamond. That's a great show. It's just a bona fide. Have you seen Bluey? You're not quite... in that range. It's a kid's show. Half the episodes make you like laugh, and half of them make you like bawl uncontrollably. It's got both gears. We're back with more MP on the Mic right after this. You're listening to 910 The Fan, now 105.1 FM.
RingCentral's AI receptionist uses voice AI to answer on the first ring, so you'll never miss a call again. In just a few minutes, you can personalize your own AI receptionist to answer questions, route calls, schedule appointments, and even send texts in multiple languages. Plus, it's easy to scale. Create unlimited AI receptionists across any phone system. It's all powered by one reliable platform for effortless AI communications. See for yourself at ringcentral.com. RingCentral, voice of your business.
I'm done with subscriptions. Streaming, fitness, razors, vitamins. I've got subscriptions for everything in my life. They lock you in, and half the time, I can't figure out how to unsubscribe. That's why I'm so excited about the new Blue Apron. Now you can get delicious meals delivered with no subscription needed, including new pre-made options. Keep the flavor. Ditch the subscription. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
What's good, y'all? It's Von Miller, Super Bowl MVP, SAG Master, and now your host of Free Range. This is where NFL meets real talk. Every week, I'm bringing you inside the game, from locker room stories to league-wide headlines. You want football IQ, locker room insight, and real conversations with the people shaping the league? Welcome to Free Range with Von Miller, where nothing is off limits and every down counts. New episodes every Wednesday. Listen and follow Free Range with me, Von Miller, wherever you get your podcasts.
Happy on the mic, 910 The Fan, 105.1 FM. Hi, it's me again. We're no JP during this program. I'm going to join him in the noon hour. Things are moving. There's moving parts around here. You stuck with me for another half hour. AWOD Radio takes over at noon. He's live noon to 3. Grant and Danny will bring you home before the alleged appearance of Flying Squirrels baseball later tonight. Maybe national programming from the Ole Infinity Sports Network. Who's to say? Don't call, I believe, was the message here. Regina Jackson, that's Jaden Daniels' mom. She was on a podcast with Ryan Clark the other day. And I feel like she is a main character in the Jaden Daniels show who we never hear from. So I think it's interesting when we get a chance to hear from her, especially with Ryan Clark, a guy who has been in the Washington market, knows it you know, as well as anybody from a player perspective. We'll fire this up here. Here's Regina Jackson with Ryan Clark.
And you just never know what chess pieces you put in place until you see the final product, and that's what everybody sees now, but they don't realize what it took to see Jaden play on Sundays and become the Offensive Rookie of the Year. And, you know, I remember I did an interview way back in the Miami when we were preseason joint practice with Miami, and I told him about CJ's records, and Jaden has them listed on his phone, and I told the guy he's going to be the Offensive Rookie of the Year, and he looked at me like, okay, I'm like, you know, but we manifest a lot of things that we want, and I've always taught my kids, what you want, you manifest. And going back to his college days, he has a sign, I will play in the NFL, and, you know, not only playing, I mean, he's cementing his legacy, and, you know, like the sophomore slumps and all that, like, we're not worried about that. Like, boy puts too much time and effort. He really loves this sport, like, to where he would compromise other things just for the love of the game.
And you see that when you see the offseason videos of him. He's very much still dialed in. I'm not worried about any kind of drop-off here coming into year two with Jaden Daniels. He appears to still be locked in. I think to the extent there's any drop-off, it'll be because the league is very much circled these games with him. You know how it is. If you're on the radar, defenses are trying to bring you down, trying to be the one to solve you and to solve that puzzle. That's going to be a thing, is that everybody's bringing their A game. Defensive coordinators are watching Jaden Daniels' tape right now, trying to get their edge. That's why I love having a second year with Cliff Kingsbury, who's also presumably scheming on how to get past that, how to introduce some new wrinkles, put some new stuff in that headset this year when he comes in. I think Regina Jackson is a cool figure in this whole thing, and that, you know, she has been there with her son through a number of changes. Right, you remember the headlines when he left Arizona State of like, oh, she's controlling his life and all that. The big one though, and we've all seen the clips when he was with Juju Watkins at the USC basketball game, and she's sitting between the two of them, and she's given interviews before. She's like, yeah, the only thing that could mess Jaden up is being with the wrong girl. So Ryan Clark did ask about that. Here is the clip.
Being the good woman you are, also raising a daughter, why have you been so diligent about protecting Jaden from the wrong woman?
So, first and foremost, you know, I have a meme out there, and it's funny. So I can only laugh about it. But the whole girls comment was made, first of all, 2 years when he was at LSU. And it was a question asked, like, what is your biggest fear? And that should be every parent's biggest fear. If you're a star athlete and you're a female in WNBA, that should be your biggest fear, is, you know, the men or, you know, the women, because you're a public figure. Your dollar amount is associated with your name. So you never know who really is there for you and who's really against you. Our thing is like, I want Jaden to date. I don't want everybody to say I'm putting it on record. My son can date. He can live freely, makes his own decisions. However, the relationship we have, he does value my opinion because, you know, when my kids were little, I did a lot for them. So, and my kids saw that. My father, my background, I worked too hard to allow anybody at any moment to come in and just, you know, take it away.
It's not wrong. That is for sure definitely correct. It's definitely morphed into a thing of its own. And I said, Mama's got to let him hang with Juju Watkins. Like, another athlete, right? Like, she gets the game. That's way better than the TikTok influencer life. You'd far rather be with somebody who's committed to the game, who's committing to balling out. He's going to get a lot of attention. He's going to continue to get a lot of attention. He doesn't seem like a like center of the room kind of guy. When they were at the Caps game, you know, it was kind of everybody else who's chugging the beers, making the noise. She's going to continue to be a presence, though, and she's going to continue to be in the news in the coming years, and Jane's going to continue to be in the news in the coming years, because that's stuff that gets tracked and stuff that we'll be talking about as well. I mean, you even think about, right, RG3 had his divorce and remarry during his time here. Those things were in the news. Russell Wilson, right? Those things are in the news, especially when it's a pop singer, obviously. But those are not things you can run away from in that position, from that perch. And there's Regina Jackson weighing in on all of it with Ryan Clark. I don't get the sense she's interested in fading into the background, but I also don't. I mean, I think it's probably a little bit sexist to demand that she does. Like, if she's the main figure, we hear from athletes, dads, coaches, agents, mentors all the time. I got no problem with hearing from a mom who's running the show, calling the shots. I think she should reevaluate her stance on Juju Watkins. So that's, may we have a chat about that in Madrid this year.
I'll shoot her an email. Ask her to be on the show.
Over some tapas in Madrid. We're already... I'm gonna get A1 on Yelp here. We're gonna figure out where we're gonna eat. We gotta plan all the things here before we button this up. I gotta tell Bennett how much he's gonna spend.
That's right. You gotta raise those expectations.
I got to raise the expectation. This is not a Subway sandwich $5 footlong trip here. No.
In Spain? No.
You think they have a Subway in Spain? They have all the American foods everywhere now.
Subway.
That feels like one that's particularly ill-suited to export. What I know is...
Isn't it... They can't have Subways because the bread is got so much sugar in it that it's classified as cake in other countries. I don't feel like I'm making this up, but it's possible.
Yeah, dig into that for a second. We need to get to the bottom of that, obviously. What I know is, like, you go to other countries, like... They love Kentucky Fried Chicken. Like, the Colonel's a celebrity in other countries. And I promise you, that stuff not healthy. That is not the good eating that we are exporting to the world. Hazel's got the answer here on Subway.
It is not considered cake by us, but it is not considered bread by the rest of the world either.
That's...
So do with that what you will.
They're sandwich artists.
Is it a sandwich if it's a cake?
It's a masterpiece.
Or not bread?
It's a masterpiece, is what it is. When it's assembled by the sandwich artist. We'll get to the bottom of all that. But Jaden Daniels, I think there's another good season in store. I think it would be easy to predict the regression. I think back to... When we were at Bud Light Big Game Week, Aaron Schatz, who does the advanced stats, the analytics, I thought he had a really good point, which is, you know, he said, we've studied the quarterbacks who have had great rookie seasons. And generally speaking, there's one big exception. He's from here. It's Russ, obviously. With one exception, they don't improve in year two. They hold steady, and that's progress. Because he was so good last year that holding steady... is enough. That's if he holds steady and you improve the roster around him, the team gets better. And they were in the NFC title game, right? And they were close to it. I think about, right, like, you know, the supporting cast is such a big deal. If Jaden Daniels is quarterback of the Philadelphia Eagles last year, the Eagles still win the Super Bowl. I think we all agree on that. Yeah, and it doesn't change anything for them. They're Super Bowl champs. If Jalen Hurts is quarterback of the Washington Commanders this year, I'm not sure they make the playoffs. I think that's the Jaden lift. He won games they had no business winning. And so you can't go into year two and say, what if he wins more games? They should, like, what if he pulls more rabbits out of hats? Like, the dude does the rabbit trick. He pulls rabbits out of hats. That's the trick. If he does that again, awesome. Now it's your responsibility to build a good roster around him. You can't ask him to double carry the team on his back. At some point, defense is going to have to make a stop. At some point, you're going to have to figure out a way to build that roster around him. I think they've done a good job of that offensively. I think they've gotten him more protection, more weapons. I think this offense is better overall than it was a year ago. I have concerns about the defense. We'll litigate those all season. Well, we will litigate those until we're live from training camp, because that's what we'll do in August. Look forward to that. We'll be out in the heat, the humidity. We'll be getting ready for the season, and it's going to be a fun ride either way because of all these primetime games, because of all these big spotlight games. And we saw him have his biggest moments in those games last year. Monday Night Football against Cincy, Sunday Night Football against Atlanta, the Eagles games, playoff games. He was at his best in those moments, and he's got Cliff Kingsbury with him for another year as well. I'm excited. Excited to be your home of the Commanders. Excited to see Jaden Daniels in year two. Excited to keep this show rolling. On the other side, you're listening to 910 The Fan at 105.1 FM.
RingCentral's AI receptionist uses voice AI to answer on the first ring, so you'll never miss a call again. In just a few minutes, you can personalize your own AI receptionist to answer questions, route calls, schedule appointments, and even send texts in multiple languages. Plus, it's easy to scale. Create unlimited AI receptionists across any phone system. It's all powered by one reliable platform for effortless AI communications. See for yourself at ringcentral.com. RingCentral, voice of your business.
What's good, y'all? It's Von Miller, Super Bowl MVP, SAG master, and now your host of Free Range. This is where NFL meets real talk. Every week, I'm bringing you inside the game, from locker room stories to league-wide headlines. You want football IQ, locker room insight, and real conversations with the people shaping the league? Welcome to Free Range with Von Miller, where nothing is off limits and every down counts. New episodes every Wednesday. Listen and follow Free Range with me, Von Miller, wherever you get your podcasts.